Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm your host, Jakari Jackson. It's November 5th, 2014, and here are our top stories.
Tonight, in the aftermath of the midterm elections, the Second Amendment crushes gun control candidates.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Plus, million mask march rallies are sweeping the globe as demonstrators protest against mass surveillance and oppression. All that plus much more up next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
What can America do to fight the globalist agenda? InfoWars.com.
And welcome back. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us the past couple of nights following our continuing election coverage. Here are some of those results talking about the things that have changed in the United States of America. Now, of course, we do see more Republicans in the seats in the House and the Senate, but that's not to say that things are perfect. You know, we've seen Republicans historically be war hawks, things of that nature. I don't fall into the left-right paradigm. I'm neither a Republican or a Democrat, but let's talk about some of the outcomes of last night's elections. Elections reveal decline of racial politics. For years, the Democratic Party in particular has stirred divisions by race, class, gender, and sexual orientation. But now more voters are realizing that this us versus them mentality, which pits American against American, has only attributed to the decline of the United States. In South Carolina, for example, Republican Tim Scott became the first African American elected to the U.S. Senate in the South since Reconstruction. In Utah, Mia Love emerged as the first black Republican woman to be elected to the House of Representatives. Similarly, in California, Carl DiMaio became the first openly gay Republican to win a seat in Congress. So as they try to say that the Republican Party that I'm not vouching for, but they say all Republicans are racist or sexist or whatever, we see this as a clear contradiction to those claims. Now let's talk about some of the more ballot measures, things such as marijuana and also guns, because we talked extensively last night about the governor's races around the country. But let's look at some of these ballot measures. For example, we see in Alabama, Second Amendment rights. It's very shocking to me. In this day and age, we still have to vote for our Second Amendment rights. But that won with a whopping 72%. In Alaska, we see recreational marijuana won with 52%, according to Politico. Also in Colorado, food labeling, GMO labeling, that was a no with 66%. And the thing about this, the GMO labeling, we've seen this previously in states like California, where they say you don't want GMO labeling because that's going to raise the price of food. And the rationale from these big corporations like Monsanto is that if they have to change the labels on your food, that's going to raise the price of the food product. But let's think about this. Every time you have a big blockbuster movie or sporting event that they want to promote, what do they do on your favorite bag of chips or soda or whatever else? What do? They change the labels to promote that product or that event. So I don't really buy that it's going to cost you out the wazoo to get these labels changed. Let's look now at the District of Columbia. We see recreational marijuana was passed 69%. In Florida, medical marijuana was a no with 42%. Many other things as well. But I'll skip now down to Washington State, talking about the gun restrictions there. We saw the big campaign being pushed by Mayor Bloomberg and also Bill Gates, the firearm background checks, and that was a yes with 59%. So those are some of the things going on. I don't like the universal background check system. I don't like being labeled a terrorist. If I want to, sell somebody a shotgun out the trunk of my car, I don't like Chuckie Schumer comparing private gun sales to peddling in child pornography. Yes, he did do that. You can find that on YouTube for yourself. But let's talk more about the Second Amendment. Because even though we may have lost the state of Washington, by and large, it was a good night for the Second Amendment. We have the article, Second Amendment Crushes Gun Control Candidates in Midterm Elections. And they have the comment in the article, in doing so, the Second Amendment annihilated the left's relentless claim that 90% of Americans support more gun control. Yeah, that's what I'm always wondering about. Who are these people that they're asking about? They're asking when they say, what do you think about more gun control? Do we need more gun control? Do we need universal background checks? Do we need to ban high-capacity magazines? Even though if I go buy an AK-47 off the shelf right now, it comes with a 30-capacity magazine. I don't consider that to be high-capacity at all. But they say 9 out of 10 Americans support stricter gun laws. And I'm like, who are these people they're asking? They never asked me. I don't think any of the guys in the back would support this either. I think what they do, they walk around the White House and they ask, 10 people, and maybe the one guy who doesn't speak English so well, he's like, oh, well, okay, I guess that was a no. So I think that's pretty much how they're doing it. We see across the board, you saw in the polls last night, at whether it's Alabama, some of these other states as well, people said, hey, we want our Second Amendment rights. We don't want groups like the UN coming in and trying to take those away from us. But let's talk about things that could be taken away from you. Your control over the war situation. We see Senator John McCain, the war hawk, goes out and hangs out with the Syrian rebels and then wants to give you a lecture if you don't go do the same. We see Kurt Nimmo's article, election win. McCain will head up Senate's Armed Services Committee. John McCain is expected to become chairman of the powerful Senate Armed Services Committee in January following a Republican election victory November 4th. In the position, McCain will drive the defense policy on Capitol Hill, including the Senate's version of the National Defense Authorization Act, dictating how the Pentagon can spend money. He will also determine the foreign policy agenda of the United States. And the National Defense Authorization Act, that's enough for me to say whoa, because as you guys recall, President Obama signed that into law on, New Year's Eve, when everybody's out partying and, you know, having a few libations. He comes in and says, you know, we can pretty much take anybody we want to without any trial, indefinite detention and all that. Not good stuff, but all those type of measures going on. So, you know, meet the new boss. It's the same as the old boss. You know, I don't think everything's okay just because we have more Republicans in certain seats. I think it's a clear demonstration to the Democratic Party that, you know, people are pretty fed up with the way things have been going for the Obama administration's tenure. But I don't think it's an all-purpose deal and all clear, so to speak. You have to stay sober, stay vigilant. You know, I don't know what it's going to take. Maybe more people will jump the White House fence. I'm not encouraging to do that, but we've seen a lot of people do that. And then the questions come out, if the White House can't even defend its own house, how are they going to defend you in case of a emergency? We've seen guys jump over the fence, get into the White House. They're running around having a good time before the Secret Service is able to apprehend them. So what's it going to mean if, you know, you don't have the right to bear arms and defend yourself if an attacker comes into your place of business or your home? Now, let's end tonight with this. Remember the 5th of November, the treasonous gunpowder plot. I see no reason why the gunpowder treason should ever be forgot. I almost made it all the way through that one. Talking about, of course, the Million Mask March, Guy Fawkes, V for Vendetta. A lot of guys recognize with these people and characters. And we see the Million Mask Marches going on all across the globe. There's a big one outside the White House, many other areas as well. People are peacefully demonstrating against the control of the system, the corruption of the system. Now, if you watch many of these videos, many of these protesters, these marchers, will give you various reasons as to why they're out there. But, you know, regardless, they're out there in a mostly peaceful fashion. And I definitely encourage people to redress their grievances peacefully. You know, just go through it in a very nice and peaceful process. Well, that's it for this section of the InfoWars Nightly News. But stay tuned. We'll have some contest entries from our hashtag Obola contest. But in the meantime, if you like this broadcast and you'd like to see it continue, stop by PrisonPlanet.tv. This is the InfoWars Nightly News, and we'll see you again right after this break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Group. Today, I'm proud and excited to announce a new product to the InfoWars Life product line. Introducing the first proprietary oxygen-based intestinal cleanser, OxyPowder. Backed by real FDA-approved phase 1, 2, and 3 clinical trials. People are suffering from all kinds of digestive issues these days. All the toxins from the air, the food, the water, everything that you're exposed to on a daily basis ultimately ends up in the gut or affects the gut. My main focus was to come up with a remedy for this, something that's safe and effective that anyone can take on a regular basis to keep their intestinal lining clean. You have over 30 feet of intestinal lining that can be compacted, that can be toxic, that can be full of parasites, fungus, bacteria. What are you doing to keep that clean and flushed out? My recommendation is to clean your intestines at least 2 to 3 times a week to prevent the toxic buildup from going into your bloodstream. You owe it to yourself to take your health into your own hands and start cleansing your body today with OxyPowder. Secure your OxyPowder today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
And welcome back to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm joined now by Leanne McAdoo and also Joe Biggs. We want to talk about something a little bit different, the hashtag Obola contest. This is the contest where we invited our fans to go out and hit the streets, you know, go out and hang up some posters in legal, lawful areas. And we have some great entries here tonight. We're not going to announce the winner tonight. It's going to be announced on the Alex Jones Radio Show on Friday. But in the meantime, guys, let's go ahead and take a look at some of these entries. Let's start off with this one. Truth is viral. So we'll talk about a little bit about this, and then we'll see what everybody thinks at the end of the thing. And we definitely invite you to put your comments on YouTube. Tell us what you think about it. So let's go ahead and watch this first video. Because we did have posters that we made in-house, but we also encourage people to make their own. And it's like a very nice graphic there.
Nice production value. I know that really wasn't one of the things we were basing the content on.
But... Well, production value never hurts.
Yeah.
And he really hit the streets, too. He's
all over the place.
All over, yeah.
Watch your Ebola.
He's got his gas mask on and all that. No Ebola. That's a good one. All right, so that was a great entry, guys. I thought that was very well done. Had some great posters, posted them in a lot of creative ways. Stop Ebola, watch out for Ebola.
Right.
Some very interesting content.
Yeah, definitely would attract your eye if you were just walking down the street. And what are all these artistic?
It's an overall nice poster. The production value is really good. I liked it.
Yeah, great. All right, let's move on to the next one. We have the hashtag Ebola contest. Tyranny is the disease. And for some of these things, I've seen them posted on other places on the web. This video in particular we're about to go to. Also the one that we'll play a little bit later about the guy running around the city of Chicago dressed up as Obama. I believe that actually made it on Drudge.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
People are getting exposure beyond our platform, which is great. And that's why we have these contests to get these things out there in the mainstream. Let's go ahead and look at this new video.
Got my little posters or whatever like that, and I'm going to put it all over town. I'm going to be in D.C., out of D.C., around D.C., and I want everybody to see this. It says, Ebola, Obama, hot flights from the hot zone now. Tyranny is the disease. Help expose it. Yes, secure the borders and get the word out there and watch your girl go, because I'm on a mission right now. Because at the end of the day, if anything falls, if everything goes down the hole, at least I can say, I fought for the good cause, and I am the resistance.
That's what it's about.
Very nice rant.
Good energy.
Yeah, great energy. And like she said, you know, we can't stop everything that's coming, but you can at least try.
Exactly. That's what it's all about.
And showing the effects of Ebola. And also some literature there.
This is all it takes, just getting out, posting flyers. You'd post it for a lost dog or a garage sale. Why not save the country?
Yeah, and there's a lot of misconception when we talk about Ebola. You know, I know a lot of people... That's right, girl. You keep going.
Get in their faces.
Yeah. That's what's good about it, you know, because as I was saying, misconception, a lot of people try to say, you know, oh, you shouldn't do this or that. They put travel restrictions on the African continent, you know, so if they're willing to do it there, why would we not even consider doing something like that here?
And they keep repeating over and over again, we must stop it at the source, and yet
they're not. Allow the source here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wonder if she's shooting this on her InfoWars dash cam. All right, so another great entry there. And, you know, this is what it's about, you know, just people getting out and being active, you know, and I'm sure she'll get a few Facebook friends, YouTube friends, subscribers, just because she posted that video.
Right, and that one, I did see that one, I believe it was on Yahoo or something, just another website talked about this woman that was going around posting these Ebola, stop Ebola, halt the flights, and it made the news, and not even through our channel.
Well, it's good to see what we're doing here, what we're trying to get out, the information. You know, you can see that it's actually reaching people out there, and to see them actually go out and contribute to the info war and actually, you know, help this out. It's pretty neat to see everyone get out there and do something about that. I like it.
Yeah.
And that's the thing about these contests, because everybody asks, you know, what's the solution? How do we stop these problems? And, you know, you're the solution. You go out there. You can reach people that we never could. You know, because whether it's these people or other people we have in contest or citizen journalists, you may be able to get into a place that we're not able to go to. You can go ask the hard question of that politician, just like that young man that you interviewed, Leanne, asked Nancy Pelosi that question. You know, they saw me and Bix coming from a mile away. Oh, you guys aren't getting anywhere in here. But he can sneak in, or not even sneak in, walk right up to Nancy Pelosi and ask what's really going on. So let's look at our next entry, Going Postal. This is a great entry and something that we all enjoy here at InfoWars.com. Let's go ahead and see this.
Good morning. It's about 10 after 10 a.m., October 24th, 2014, and I am in my mail truck. And I'm about to start delivering. Here are all the stacks of the Obama flyers that I made. I made 550 of them to cover the entire route. And,
you took this,
this is it. I'm going to do it.
Took this a whole step further.
He is quite ambitious.
So I will be delivering these, legally and lawfully through the EDDM service.
Okay, good. Legal and lawful.
Provided by the Post Office.
Oh, wow.
You got the mark on it.
Yep.
Which stands for Every Door Direct Mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everybody on this route is going to get this flyer. October 24th, 2014, Friday.
I wonder what these people thought when they opened up their mail.
Like, I'm being educated.
I would just love to see their face.
There she goes.
You got mail.
But you never know, like, who that's going to trigger to start thinking about things outside the box. You know, for me, when I was deployed, that's how I started looking at 9/11 a different way. Someone slipped in a documentary on what really happened. And it changed my entire aspect. So something like this is really going to grab someone's attention and make them start.
Yeah, something that just sparks the interest, you know, send somebody on their own personal search. Like Big said, you know, encourage you to do your own research. And then when people look at this, they look at these hashtag Ebola flyers, they'll see that, hey, you know, What's the CDC doing? What's the state of Texas doing? We went to the press conference, Biggs, and we saw the health commissioner, Janik, saying, hey, I can rub my hands all over some Ebola and nothing's going to happen. And then patient zero died, and then the nurses got sick.
Well, you know that's going to spark conversation on that one route.
Mm-hmm.
Because
exactly.
Everyone's going to be like, did you get that? Oh, yeah, I got that. Did you get that? And it's going
to
spark conversation.
I mean, it really strikes the psyche there with people. I mean, you know, here in America, we are known to help people, help others, help other countries. But this is something that collectively does not make sense. Why are we bringing this into our country? So it is definitely a good thing to get people talking.
Well, those people, they get off work, they go on and flip on their MSNBC, their Fox, and they just go base off that. So when you see, you know, when everyone's opening up their mailbox and seeing this, I'm sure that's...
I love her face. She's just like...
She's having a good time. Yeah, she's having a good time, and we're having a good time watching it. So
imagine,
you know,
many people. I mean,
another
like
great entry. Yeah, and she had a big stack of flyers there. So, you know, a lot of people got reached just by this one person going out.
Right.
Great.
Good
job. Let's move on to the next one. We have hashtag Ebola Obama spreads. This is the gentleman we were talking about earlier running around the streets of Chicago dressed as Obama. And this guy may drudge.
Wow.
Something so simple. You know,
so
it's putting
simple.
On
yep.
the Obama mask and the hazmat suit.
It's like the My Ebola music video.
Well, he took it a step further. He made these into big stickers.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Oh, there you go, yeah.
Those are a little bit more difficult to tear down.
Yeah.
Can you imagine just driving on this route and you see Hazmat Obama?
Well, that's the thing, though. You know how many people are driving by with cell phones now filming this. That's why it made that.
You're like, we see like the crazy clown signs. Now you got this guy running around like Obama. You know, that takes people's attention. Like even this jogger is like, oh, what's this guy doing over here?
Why is he in a hazmat? Should I be in a hazmat suit?
I don't know the song, but I like the lyrics. It goes really well with it.
Yeah, I really like this song. I wonder if it's at the end it shows us because I dig it.
We have been deceived in a million ways.
And just something so simple, going out with a friend on a, you know, Saturday afternoon, you can get a lot done. He's having a great time out there. And even this guy, he's looking over here like, what's going on over here?
Yeah, don't worry about that. I'm filming you. I love it. Very animated.
All right. Points for creativity. Another great entry in the
like
hashtag Ebola contest. So what do you guys think about that one?
I enjoyed it. It made me laugh, and I really like the music as well.
Yeah, I like the choice of the song and then just taking that extra effort to go out there dressed up because I know that's going to grab the attention of a lot of passerbys, people walking around looking like, what is this guy doing? You know, if you just walk up and he slaps something on a telephone pole, they're going to think nothing of it.
Right.
Because that's all over the place. But when you see a guy in a Obama mask and a hazmat suit doing it, you're going to go take a look and see what's going on.
What did he post there?
Yeah, that's a great, great point. Now let's look at this one. Ebola visits skull and bones.
Ooh.
All right, so... some great production quality so far. Yale University.
Speaking out, calling for more to be done to stop Ebola at its point of origin.
Here's the hard truth. In West Africa, Ebola is now an epidemic of the likes that we seen before.
Mm-hmm.
It's spiraling out of control. It is getting worse. It's spreading faster and exponentially. Today,
if only Ebola really would visit skull and bones.
That number could...
Is that a threat?
Tens of thousands.
No.
They probably already have
a outbreak is not stopped now. We could be looking at hundreds of thousands of people infected with profound political and economic and security implications for all of us. The reality is that this epidemic is going to get worse before it gets better.
Better.
That's cool.
Did I put it on them?
Creeps in 60 blocks.
Yeah, where is the free speech?
He can stand out there naked cowboy.
The only reason that you bother his head is so these fuckers can make money. You know what I'm saying? Because in a couple months they're gonna talk about it's a medicine that costs this and that. So niggas won't have it. You know what I'm saying? That's why he bother his head. For the government fucking pockets. It's fucking sad.
Yeah, tell us how you really feel, man.
We went up and asked several places, and they said, no, we don't want people to be worried about Ebola.
History of secret, lethal, chemical, biological, and radiological testing on populations. So governments have been caught producing weaponized pathogens, both bacterial and viral, and releasing them on their own populations, not just populations that they're having wars with. So why is our government shipping people into the U.S. that have Ebola and who can spread it?
I like the Immortal Technique we've interviewed.
Yeah, we had him on the show a little while back. It's one of our more interesting interviews. That's a big 50 cal on the table while he's talking to Alex. So, yeah, another great video. I love the interaction on this one, you know, because I think this was probably the most interactive of the ones we've shown thus far, just talking to the people on the streets. And the one guy was very animated, had no problems telling us what he thought about the reaction to the Ebola situation here in the U.S.
Right. I agree. I like the walked 60 blocks, got the message everywhere, and also interacting with people.
It was interesting to see what places denied him to allow to put something up there like that to put the truth out there. And I like the hearing Alex in the background narrating kind of throughout it. That was pretty interesting as well.
Mm-hmm.
It was all in all. Well done.
All right. Now, this brings us to our last one of the night. Now, I will tell all of our viewers out there, these aren't the only videos. These are not the only submissions. These are just some of the top picks that we all liked here at the office and we wanted to share with you. But you can also go to our pages on Infowars.com and see the full list of contest entries. Now, let's go to our last one for the night. Radical Heroes Fight Ebola. Let's take a look.
Hello, America. I'm Moses. This is Noah.
And we're Mad Unicorn Games.
What's the problem, Noah?
Globalists!
Not again!
Yep, this time they want to bring flights into the U.S. from Ebola-stricken hot zones!
You're saying that my family's on the line because of the globalist agenda.
Energy. Any one of those people has Ebola, when they get off
these and go into the community, these guys need a cable access TV show.
What yeah, that's what I thought. They kind of have the wrestler vibe going.
Infowars.com, hashtag tyranny is the disease. Post it on your Twitters and Facebooks. Help us expose this tyranny.
And we want to let you know that in our game, Radical Heroes Crimson City Crisis, we've retrofitted it to have Infowars and Ebola posters and banners.
That's legal and lawful placement.
Radical Heroes packs a potent
punch against the globalist agenda while being gentle enough
Where
for
do you
your
find
young
this game?
Patriot.
Is this like online or?
I'm not sure.
My fellow gamers.
Definitely interested to figure out exactly what's going on. Let's see, InfoWars in the game. That's cool.
That is really neat.
I'm chasing them.
Yeah, you can't post those posters here.
What can we do as Americans to stand up against the globalist agenda?
Infowars.com. Support them. Hashtag tyranny is the disease on your Twitter, Facebook, and anywhere
These
else.
These guys are giving you a little
Help
run for your
Obama
money with their intensity, Biggs.
Negative.
And tell them we ain't gonna take it anymore.
Let me ask you a question. What are we, Noah?
We're the resistance.
All right. Wow, that's really good. And that's the thing, you know, you can, that's legal and lawful placement to put it in your video game.
Yeah. That's pretty impressive there with the programming. I think everyone really stepped up, you know?
Yeah, I think all these entries were great. And as I was saying, you can go to Infowars.com and see the full list of contest entries. These are just a few. We will announce the final winner or winner, should I say, on the Friday edition of the Alex Jones Radio Show. So be sure to tune in for that. So, guys, that's it for our show tonight. We do have something else I want to show you guys. We just got the new edition of the InfoWars magazine. We have the Ebola Tyranny is the Disease. This talks about some of the things we've just been talking about with these recent videos. A lot of great things, a lot of great content in here. You can see right here, this is one of our posters that we had a chance to post when I went out and shot my video. But, you know, I think all these guys taught me. They did a great job. They all had great energy. Their interactions with the crowd, or, you know, the two guys, you know, the wrestler type guys doing that great promo piece. It was all great. So, you know, we'll see what happens. The final vote does go to Alex. So if you don't win, you can get mad at Alex. Don't get mad at us. All right. So anyway, that's it for this edition of the InfoWars Nightly News. Thanks to Leanne McAdoo and also Joe Biggs. And we'll see you again tomorrow night.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Groot. Today I'd like to talk about the war on women. You've experienced and heard about the benefits of Super Male Vitality. Now, the new formula has arrived. Introducing the new Super Female Vitality. I have specifically designed this formula to help the body naturally regulate itself without the use of artificial hormones. Key ingredients chosen from the highest quality sources. Each of these ingredients works synergistically with the female body in order to maximize overall vitality. You've heard the reviews and the feedback on how the original Super Male Vitality has revitalized relationships. Now, both the man and the woman can have the revitalization in their own bodies with Super Male Vitality and Super Female Vitality. Secure your Super Female Vitality today from our limited stock at InfoWarsLife.com.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. Members can share their passcodes with up to 11 other people, and your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.